Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, hola, to our Spanish-speaking listeners. Welcome in love and light. Welcome to our guests listening. And hi, Tamara, and hello for Saggy in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, also known as the chat room. Big hello and hugs to all at Cosmic Dimensions, as well as the iTunes archive and the BTR archive. Thank you all so much also for your feedback and your help with the sound. Hopefully I'm sounding better. BTR is really working on getting the sound up and running, and there's been a lot of changes. So we actually put a few little nudges, little complaints from the heart saying it's very difficult for people to hear. And we do get a lot of listeners, so some of it is bandwidth, and a lot of people in the chat, even if it says a certain number, it's usually like hundreds more. So people listening, each show is allotted a certain bandwidth. So we do get a lot of people listening via computer in or out of the chat, and also on phone. So that can be some of it. But hopefully it's being, you know, they said it's being addressed. So hopefully everything is sounding better. And those of you that called in about the sound or emailed me, I appreciate it because it tells me you're listening and you care. And those of my co-pilots, my wonderful co-hosts and co-pilots in the chat room, where would I be without you? Couldn't do this without you. So I want to thank you as well for giving me the heads up on what's going on with the sound. Okay. And let me know if the sound, you know, how is the sound now? That helps. Since I don't have a on-air, online producer here. We have with us coming on later Hans of 33 Bowls, so we're going to be talking sound, tone, sacred healing, using the sacred Himalayan crystal bowls for healing, the stainless steel bowls, find out about that. And he's a wealth of insight and information about sound and tone, as well as sound healing. So we'll be diving into that. I also had some email requests to give people more of, somebody say no sound here. No sound. Can anyone hear? Maybe refresh, make sure that you can hear me. Oh, okay. I've been getting some requests to make sure that I give people enough heads up about the Soul Path groups, the Telesoul Path groups. We've had some amazing shifts within the group, so I want to share that with everybody. The next Telesoul Path group, Navigate the Shift, will be Saturday, February 23rd, and that's 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. And you can get there by going to navigatetheshift1.eventbrite.com, and that's Navigate the Shift, the number one, .eventbrite.com. No sound. Okay, boy. Try to refresh, so let's see what's going on here. Well, I say that I'm here. None at all, okay. So you're saying that I don't have sound. Let's hear, hello? And we're doing this on sound. No one is hearing the sound, even though the host has called in. Okay, I don't know what's going on. Okay, we'll try it again. Okay, maybe there it is. Can you hear me now? Wow, I cannot imagine what is going on. So I am logged in. Let's see if you can hear me. So testing, testing. Boy, the more I'm working on this, the more that's not going on. Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay, hello, I'm back. Welcome. I am not sure what's going on. Let's see if you can hear any sound now. I've called back in, and I have no idea. My sound is lucky you, Michelle. I know, really lucky. Let's see. I have no way of testing this. Is there sound? I don't know if what I'm speaking and saying, if people can hear me and it's recording, per Blogio, it says that it's there's sound. Okay. Calling in again. Sorry, listeners. Not sure what's going on. Okay, third time is a charm. Called in on another number. Can you hear me, everyone? And according, I'm so sorry that you guys you're having to deal with this listening. Blog Talk Radio gave me a new number to call into because the other number was having so much problems, so many problems. So I'm not sure if you're hearing me or not. Let me see if I can log in and see if you can hear me at all. Are you hearing me at all? Let's see. Still not hearing me. Okay, so the number that Blog Talk gave me is not working. Okay, calling. Okay, in the host queue too, silence. Okay, is there sound now? Okay, I hear you. Okay, so Blog Talk Radio gave me a new number to call. Okay, is there sound again? Okay, hello, welcome. People in the chat, if you can let me know if there's sound, can you hear me? Okay, I'm going to see. Testing, testing. Boy, I think Tammy is right. Blog Talk is down. Okay, well, let's see. Something is going on with the station. Let's see if people can hear me. I don't hear any sound coming. I can hear you on the phone. Can you hear me? I tuned in another show, no sound either. So Blog Talk is down. We heard it for a second. Let's see, is there sound now? Maybe we can all call into the show on the phone. Yeah, good idea. Okay. Boy, this is going to be one heck of a program. No sound. I hear you on the phone, but no sound. Okay, that's what happened last week to our guest. Okay, here we go again. Okay, yes, Siren Dreams, can you hear me? Is there sound? We're going to have to send another little notice with another request to Blog Talk Radio because this is just not cool. And they gave me two different numbers. Okay, so I do see people on air, only on the phone. I hear you. Yay, Tamara, thank you. No sound, Michelle, but we can hear you on the phone. Oh, so there's no sound in the chat. Okay, so people. So sorry about that. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk Radio. They gave me a number, assured me that the sound quality would be better and it wouldn't be, and that number is not working. It worked last week. Last week we had trouble with our guest line. So I'm patiently doing it, and we're talking about sound today. So, oh, gosh. 858-735. Hi, welcome to the program.
Hi, Tammy.
Tammy? Oh, hi.
Hi. I didn't just think.
You can now. Okay, okay.
But not in the chat,
I guess.
No.
Okay, so that's interesting. Okay, so I'm not sure. I'm hoping there wasn't just sound on the phone. Otherwise, people listening in the archive, well, they're going to get a whole play-by-play because I did a whole talk already. I started talking, so I don't know what's going on. Anyway, so welcome. Thanks for your help,
Hello.
Too, Tamara. Appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
All right. Being recorded because it was so silent for the first, 20 minutes or so.
Yes, but it might have been recorded. Yeah, but sometimes when it's silent or the music goes on the chat, it's still recording. So
okay.
I'll either listen to it later or probably one of the listeners will let me know saying, yeah, we heard you fine. And yeah, so did you have anything you wanted? I saw one pressed on the keypad, so I didn't know if you had anything you wanted to say or share.
I was just trying to help you out because it's frustrating.
Frustrating. It is. I know. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to do it if everyone wasn't here. I mean, it just would be impossible because I even tested. I don't keep on the Awakenings page, otherwise my voice would be bouncing back, but I opened another window and I couldn't hear anything through the computer, so it may be just on the phone line. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. Oh, my gosh, more than you know. Already you do know. Oh, gosh. Okay, so we're going to see. I think our guest probably will be calling in at 12:45. I'm going to check in on that and then see if anyone else has anything to share. But Tamara, always great to connect with you.
Yes, you too. And I see Gail's called in, too. So that's a great idea if people can just call in.
There you go.
Chat.
Yeah, so if you want to call in even to listen, the call-in number is 347-539-5122. Now, if you press 1 on the keypad, that lets me know that you want to chat or get a reading or give me feedback, I don't know, whatever. So press 1 if you'd like to be heard or you want to chat, okay, or you'd like a reading as well. All right, Tamara, talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, good. So that's 347-539-5122. 5122 to call to listen in. Call in to listen or for a reading if you would like. But if you would like a reading, please press 1 on the keypad or chat. Sometimes people have things that they want to share. Okay, so let's get 661. Let's see. 661-748, welcome to Awakenings. Hello. Okay, 661-748, you're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program. Do you have a question or a comment? Okay. I may just see if another, make sure that other people are hearing. Okay, so other people are listening. All right. Call in to listen for reading or chat. Yeah, push 1 on the keypad if you did want a reading. So there's some people that have 1 pressed, but they're not answering. Let's see, 641-748. Welcome to the program. Okay. This is why we are expanding, but we're in talks, so we'll see. Anyway, it's all good. We're all here, and all here to share. I had a couple of questions come in. First I want to get to a wonderful kind of, and then we'll get to the email questions. A wonderful, I guess, a little testimonial, if you will, or a little example of how what we've been discussing in the Telesoul Path groups about connecting into the resonance. And really being guided by the resonance and feeling if something's a match or it's not a match. And because when you connect into the resonance, you're connecting into the subtle energy. So it's less in the surface mind. You're residing and making your decisions less and less to not at all from the surface mind or just analyzing. You really start tapping into your higher consciousness or expanded consciousness that knows more, even though you don't know that it does or you don't know what it knows. This, the higher self, that aspect of you can see, you know, days, years, months ahead. That you, when you start connecting into the subtle energy, you literally become more psychic. And I can share with you a quick example of that. I remember at one point years ago, I was in my early 20s, and doing some studying, we're doing some meditation and healing work, I was so expanded out into the subtle energy that I could see people in the next hallway. And we were doing these types of processes to expand more into the universe, and I got very expanded and actually couldn't contract back in. So we had called the teacher, and I could see him coming down the hallway. I was able to describe him, and I could see the people, you know, around the corner. So we were in one hallway, and then you had to walk up some stairs and go in the other hallway. I was able to see the people in the other hallway. And, of course, when you're remote viewing, that's also what you're doing. You're going, you're expanding so much, you know, because the more we expand, the more we go into that space and place, beyond space and place, but that place of oneness. And so you're literally not only to feel things, but actually see things. And even sometimes when I'm doing readings, I'll be able to see what somebody's wearing or where they're at or track somebody if something's lost or someone gets, lost. So one of our participants of this past Saturday gave me, had let me know, had was saying that they're starting to connect in more with the subtle energy, that they're starting to just know if something is of resonance and not judge it. That's the other thing, because as soon as we start judging, we go into separation, which isn't bad. We need to sometimes judge things if something's appropriate for us or right for us or, that kind of judgment. But the judgment where we're overly thinking, overly processing, and maybe even putting something down, in other words, we're feeling something's different or off and we're saying that situation or that person is bad, or it means A, B, and C, and it may not. The thing to do is when you're tapping into the resonant field is just to notice what feels more harmonious, what feels more in alignment. And Tamara is putting in the chat, that's more like discernment, not making it right or wrong. Yes, yes. And I call it spiritual discernment because you don't really want to get, because I know for myself, I don't know if any of you have ever tried it, a lot of times I've judged something a certain way and it ends up being amazing, or a person, and then I end up being really great friends with them or colleagues. So I've learned over the years, because let me share something. Very often when we feel something discordant, it may be that there's charge there. Okay, it means there's some type of charge there. It may be that we're going to have some type of experience with them. Because as humans, the human aspect of us, we tend to go into fear mode. Because we're working off of survival. Just like animal beings, when they go and sniff, if they smell something off, they may pull away. But then they kind of go back in again, you know, and then, okay, it's safe. Well, unfortunately or fortunately, we tend to do that also as humans, and sometimes we interpret it and we misinterpret it as something bad when it's just something different or something new, or we interpret it as something scary or fearful when it's just something new that's going to be brought out. And I can tell you I've had some amazing experiences with situations or people that I was a little unnerved about, or even saw some behavior that wasn't quite so conscious. It ended up being either something in me, that how I was or am, a little something that I may have, that they have a lot of, or there was enough charge there that meant that we were going to have some type of, you know, interaction. Because charge means interaction. It doesn't always mean good or bad. Emotional charge is emotional charge. And when you requalify it, that emotional charge gets requalified and recalibrated in a way that it's now more usable or healthier. That's like saying a loud instrument is bad. It's not necessarily bad, but you need to see how loud can you handle it, or does the situation warrant it. So wonderful, you know, client and participant said that they had gone to lunch or dinner with some colleagues, and I believe it was lunch, and they felt something odd or off. They just felt that something was going on. Everything wasn't quite, as they put it, in alignment. And I love this because I did not get into judgment on this. And later they found out that those two people were no longer working in that same going to be, and it was like a month later, weeks to no more than I think 3 weeks later, they found out that those people where they felt that there was not alignment were working, were moved or moved themselves or something to a different department, and there was somebody new that was coming in. And they got an email stating, oh, you know, you're now working with me, those names, I don't remember the names, but those two people are no longer handling your account, it's us, this and this and this. And what I shared was that what you're now, I said, you're getting psychic and telepathic. And see, this is why, you know, not to be in judgment is so important, is because we don't want to prejudge something until we get the message of what it is from the higher self, you know, which is that information is contained in the resonant field. And so what I shared with my client and the participant in the workshop, I said, now you're becoming psychic. I said, because what happens when you start tapping into the subtle energy of the resonant field, you see things and feel things before they happen. That's where the prediction or the foretelling comes in. You begin to see the puzzle pieces or feel the puzzle pieces moving. That's why it's not in alignment, right? So when something's in alignment, those puzzle pieces have fit back in, right? Or the more puzzle pieces that are closer together, they're more in alignment. So I said, you picked up, you didn't know what it was yet. And the next step is you would be able to know actually what was happening. Because I've done that in readings where I'm like, you're moving, or that person's no longer going to be there. They're not going to be working with you anymore. You'll start getting the messages, but you have to first get the information through the subtle energy, the resonant field, subtle energy of the resonant field or fields. And that is it. So you see, something's not as in harmony or in alignment as it was as before. And then she said, I just thought, well, I'm going to just wait and see what it is. And then she said, lo and behold, look how many weeks later, I find out almost a month later what is actually it was. And I said, yes, so you picked up the pulling apart, that though they were not, there's not the same relationship. And I said, and that tells you that they knew then. But they probably were told by their supervisors, or, you know, or it's customary in corporate situations that you don't let somebody, you don't let people know you're leaving, because they don't want to disrupt anything. But that doesn't mean that it's not detected, because it's already there in the resonant fields. Had a great question from Divine Mystic. You requalify the energy by emotional clearing. Yes. Yes. Tamara's saying the trick is to not close your heart off to something or someone we perceive as trigger or charge. Yeah, that's true. And I almost did. I'll be honest with you. It was a situation about 4 months ago, five months ago, somewhere in the summer. And I just watched it. I didn't go into anything on it. I even didn't even share anything with anybody, even, you know, friends saying, oh, that person, or this is going on. And then the way that it played out, I thought, we've become quite close. And I went, oh, I see that thing they're going through. I went through at one point, and I do have a little bit of that in me. So I addressed it for myself in my own emotional clearing work and meditation processing. Yes, so Divine Mystic, back to what you were saying. Yeah, so what emotional clearing is, it's not that there's good emotions or bad emotions. There's not good or bad responses. What makes things unhealthy, or what we call bad or negative, is what we call conditioned response patterns, or stuck states, stuck emotional patterns. It's like if I had, you know, a guitar and I just kept doing one chord over and over, or really, really fast, you'd be like, oh. But what makes the music, you know, not just, you know, palatable, is what makes it harmonious, and what makes us want to listen to music is the different chords, right? The different chords make something, create something, and it does something to us, those different notes and chords. And that's like with us. We are an instrument. We are an instrument. The physical aspect of us is a replication of our soul. It's our soul in physical or manifested form. And it is our instrument on these step-down or gradiated-down dimensions of denser energy, where we have form and process and separating out, where we have interconnectedness. We have disconnect to connect in. So we need this form, this muscle, this, you know, every shape, every form, which is us, is a reflection of the all that is, divine reflections in physical form. So that's why it's very important not to say fear is bad, anger is bad, joy is good, da 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 da. I mean, you do want, as the Buddhists say, you do want a neutral kind of, you know, base energy, I would say, of joy, peace, appreciation, openness. Okay, you know, there's a complex of kind of feelings that's very tonal, that kind of merge, you know, more qualities that you want to come at or relate from or be from. But you're going to move up and down that emotional tone scale. You know, sometimes, you know, something's taken away from you, or a loved one crosses over, there's going to be a sadness. There's going to be, you know, something on that. But prolonged states of those denser emotions are actually, and it's been proven, are quite harmful on the system. But also the manic state of being high is very, it's what we call innervates. It depletes the nervous system if you're manically high or staying in an exuberant mode. So again, we are meant as instruments to kind of be played and play up and down with our energy in motion. Tamara put, oh, I love that. That is compassion and embodied action. You realize they are us, and that, yeah, so true, you know. Dissonance resolves into harmony when you play it out, musically speaking. Yes. Yeah, and you know, and I think it's okay to honor ourselves, to say, ooh, that feels odd, or I'm feeling this person this way, or this situation this way. but we don't want to react. That's the conditioning, the conditioned response, and it should even be conditioned reactive patterns. And what happens is people get relating patterns that are based on their family of origin, early childhood, early, you know, primary caregivers, early school training or conditioning. And when we're coming from a conditioned response or conditioned reaction, we're not in the present moment. We're not connected enough to our soul self or our higher self to be in that moment to respond to what is actually in the moment. Okay, we do have people online. Let's see. Hello, 206-459. Did you have a question or a comment?
Hi, this is Kate calling in.
Hi, Kate. Welcome.
Thank you. Sorry for my voice. I've been sick like many people. So
don't worry. Sorry for the
recovering.
Phone going in and out. Everything's been happening on this program today.
Yeah, I couldn't get on. I couldn't listen to you online, so I called in. So.
I got
your blog this morning, your newsletter, which was very dense, full of lots of information. So at first I wanted to say thanks for sharing all that.
You're welcome.
So I have been waking up at 3 a.m., so that was every morning just about.
Yes.
So that was funny that you mentioned that one. But I have been, and I've been sick the winter, a lot this winter, but I haven't felt any pull in any direction or the spark that you mentioned. So I'm waiting for that wave. If you feel anything coming.
Now,
up.
And I want to share something. You know, I have a great holistic health doctor who's actually an MD. And actually, there's other people. You know, colds every now and then are a way of purging. So your body's natural. Okay, good. A natural cleanse. It's just like anything else. What we're talking about with like emotional stuck states.
Right.
If you're sick all the time or getting injured all the time, that means you're not in alignment. That's a whole different thing than a casual here and there. So let's see, Kate.
Just winter. Really, it's been. I'm not sick usually, but this just past December, January. It's kind of crazy one after the other.
I talked about this, and I want to share this again, and I'm getting it with you.
Mm.
One of the things I want to share with everyone, and Kate, you're kind of sparking this, is we are going back to our more natural cycles.
Mm.
We got out of our natural cycles. So what you are really to do when it comes wintertime or when it's cold, the natural cycle is to slow down or go more within. So if you're finding yourself more sick, right now, that's saying you're not only your higher self, but the universe in total is trying to get all of the human race, if you will, the starseed, light beings, whatever form, whatever planet you're from, you're still in a human suit, trying to get everyone and everything back to the natural rhythms. That's what's causing a lot of disharmony on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's everything from, you know, we don't eat indigenous the foods that are natural to us, you know, because we can fly them in or we can, you know, truck them in. And all of this just creates not as much alignment. And so there is a very strong trend universally from the Gaia, all that is, Mother, Father, God, Goddess, whatever, however you want to term it, to get everything and everyone back into natural rhythms, more of the indigenous cultures are. And now your own rhythm, as far as like, because our rhythm is not 9 to 5. We've been trained or entrained to be 9 to 5, right? So you're going to find it's 4 to 6 hour. For some, it's 3 to 4 or 5 hour cycles.
Mm-hmm.
So people are finding their own rhythm. So, Kate, I do feel with you, you are in a phase right now of more finding your own rhythm and your own cycle. And I also feel last year, especially spring, summer, and fall, you had a lot of output. There was a lot going out. So try to savor this time by going more within. And also I feel with you writing.
Mm.
Writing and even
writing.
Okay, the journaling, the writing what you're going through, what your experiences are, that's going to bring that spark or that little kernel or that seed If you start it now, you'll get that kernel or that seed, maybe March, April, but the guides are saying more realistically May, June. You'll feel that something new is coming in.
Great.
Sounds good.
And so at 3 a.m., start writing?
At 3 a.m. Well, the 3 a.m. is usually a signal. That's when our guides, because there's less planetary EMF activity, the electromagnetic field activity drops. And that's even for cities that are kind of reversed. It's just that way, 3 a.m. and 3 p.m. So usually when you're getting that 3 a.m. or 3 p.m. tickle, I would say meditate, journal if you wake up. I like looking at the sky. I look at my where I'm from. Venus has been out. A lot of times I've seen, starships. And I do a heart meditation. I feel my heart energy going out to them, out to the soul. So sometimes it is your other aspects of self or your friendly brothers, sisters, your other part of your family trying to say, hey, we miss you. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of us. Because it's hard for us to think of them during the day because we're go, go, go. We got things. So use that moon energy. Use that star energy to connect into that part of yourself. And then that'll start to reset the clock as well.
If the fog ever clears, that would be great to see the stars.
Well, it's
in
there
Seattle,
too.
In
the, you can do it in the Oh, but you could no, it's in there in the fog.
I will concentrate on
starships. I've seen beings beyond the clouds. It's there.
Wonderful. Okay.
All right, Kate.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Blessings.
Blessings.
Thank you. Ooh, wonderful stuff she sparked. By the way, I did post on my Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living. I did post the signs and symptoms of the shift, awakening, and soul alignment. And it's from my daily OM course, which we're rebooting, Navigate Your Greatest Soul Shift. I'm just having to do some editing on it, partly because I was doing some work on my blog late. I kind of had a little resurgence of energy, so I was getting a lot of stuff scheduled, and I've been writing for the last, 3-4 months on 2013, which will be out this Friday, what to expect. I wanted to wait till, because so much in December, in the beginning of the year, so many people post things. I like to come out a little later when the dust settles. I inadvertently deleted my blog post, and it had almost 5,000 reads on it, the signs and symptoms. So that's my little learnings. So I had to recreate it from what I had. Divine Mystic, I almost emailed you because I think you have the old one, and I went to your site, actually, to see if it was on there. But I found it. I found it in, thank goodness, on my external hard drive. So I was able to repost. So that is a repost, but it has some different information in it. And my dream is to do even more on that topic, actually. But for now, the thing is for me, chronological time. So people have asked me to do some videos, and I will, or I can give you the content, and if you feel so inclined, you can edit it for me. And I even have the YouTube channel, or you can put it on yours as well. So that, and I am going to be getting some of the recordings. I just edited the Soul Path group talk, and I'll be putting that one out there, and then also the 12/21 winter solstice one that we did as well. So I listen. And also in regards to listening, if you do have email questions, comments, feedback, Please email me at awakenings@selfandlight.com or awakeningsradio@gmail.com. And also, does it hurt with the issues that are going on with Blog Talk Radio if, since you are listeners, if you shoot them a little email about what's going on? We have done that as well here. The producers have done that as well. But it doesn't hurt for the listeners, so just throwing that out there. All right, we have another caller. 719-225, welcome to Awakenings.
Hi, this is Julia. How are you?
Hi, Julia. I'm doing great.
Great. basically, I am calling to see if you see any blocks in regard to my spiritual abilities or my intuitive abilities, and if so, can you work with me to shift it?
Yes, okay. Let's see. All right. And the first name?
Julia.
Julia, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Julia, okay. Now, the first thing I do feel with you, I know, similar to the other caller, more meditation, more going within, also writing. I do feel you get flashes, but sometimes you're trying to analyze or figure things out. Thinking. So when we're intuitively getting messages, we don't think. It comes back in through the thinking. And when you're channeling, it's a lot different. Like sometimes I'll, even when I'm in session, I'll say, oh, this is more psychic, or this is coming in psychically. And then sometimes I'll start thinking something about what's coming through, and I'll even have to say, uh-oh, that's just me. That's my thoughts or my ideas on this. And there's a real fine line from that. I always say it's like meditation, that you have to go out of the mind where it doesn't make sense. You go out of the mind and you don't really know what's going to happen or what comes in. It almost feels like it's out, not from you. And there's almost like a blankness that you have to get comfortable with, like a clean or clear slate, or like a clear canvas. That's a little startling, because there can be a feeling like, oh, is something going to come through or not? You know, what's going on? But as you get comfortable in that, then the information starts streaming through. As you get more comfortable and kind of more efficient with that, then what streams through, then you're able to articulate it, to verbalize it or write it down. Does that make sense at all? Is that making sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I would say for you, is one of the practices is to go to that blank slate, you know, blank canvas phase, and get comfortable just sitting or being in that, and then see what comes through. And actually the guides are saying, and your higher self, is have Julia ask the question or write a question down, and then you can test yourself and see what comes through. And I did this way in the beginning in my practice. I still do it to a degree. I'll ask a question. I don't necessarily need to write it down now, but the writing helps to make it, to give a little bit of separation so that you can look back at it. And then what I would say, Julia, is ask for confirmations. I ask for quite a few. My joke is I ask for 5 or 6, but, you know, you don't need that many. But I would say more than one confirmation, because we can still create things or interpret things from the ego. I think that's one of the things I see with most readers, is that they're so colored by their emotional body, what they think is happening, or they just know. And I know from a psychic sense, you don't just, you refrain from saying, I just know this. You know, it's something that's coming through. So, and the emotional body, the mental plane can kind of play, you know, tricks on us, you know. But anyway, we're never 100% accurate anyway, but you want to get it up there in the high 90s, I would say. So what I would suggest is write down a question or something you want clarification on. And then do maybe some even breath work. I've got on my website, selfandlight.com, there's actually a couple of meditations you can download for free. But so that even doing like a 3-count breath, and, you know, another practice or tool to use is to actually look at the thoughts in your mind and then bring your inner focus back to the breath and just keep doing that. And then eventually you'll move in that space of no thought. So you want to get comfortable in that, we also call it the gap. You want to get comfortable in that blank canvas place and then see what comes through.
Okay.
And then jot that down.
All right. Yeah. As far as my abilities, do you get a sense of, like, which one would be the strong suit for me personally, or?
In which way? Which
Well, they, you know, they talk about the clairs, clairvoyance, clairaudience, you know, that type of thing. I didn't know if you got a sense of, you know, my personal ones. Or...
I would say, now, yeah, for me, I'm total channel and psych. So I it comes in all ways, an empath. I never put I didn't know to put something on it. So it's my instrument is very open. I'll hear it. I'll feel it. I'll see it. I'll tingle. It'll visit it. I smell it sometimes. I mean, it just comes full force. So I would open to that. I would say for you, I would say it is more, there is a clearer audience. There is a hearing. And then also tightly close to that would be also an image or a seeing. That's why the mind for you a little bit is stopping it, is blocking it, because it's more left brain. It's more auditory, which is more left brain. So I would just open for those two. That's probably why the guide said to write it out as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And let us know. Let us know how you do. Keep
okay.
It posted.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And
you're
going to just put me back on mute, and I'll continue to listen.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And those of you I mentioned before at the top of the program, it probably didn't get heard, but I am listening to everyone. I had some people email asking for us to do, you know, more of a heads up on the TeleSoulPath groups, especially some of the people that join us from out of the country. So the next TeleSoulPath workshop is navigatetheshift.eventbrite.com. Oh, navigate the shift and the number one dot eventbrite.com. And if you're also, those of you that are looking to get more in tune with your psychic ability coming from the psyche, this greatly helps with that. We do a lot of interplane work where you're connecting in psychically. You're feeling the energy of each of us around the globe and connecting into your own higher self, higher guidance. But we do a lot of work with subtle energy, so it's a lot not in the cognitive surface mind. It's really tapping into those resonant fields. So if you have an interest, you can go to navigate the shift, the number one, dot eventbrite.com, and there'll be more info. And then, of course, on the Awakenings Radio page also on Facebook, we tend to put some information there as well. Okay. Divine Mystic in the chat saying, I can attest to that. Tamara, good reminder, ask for confirmation. Yes, 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 I do, because, you know, we can all be a little fooled. It's always good to ask and wait, not jump on things. All righty. So the number to call in, 347-539-5122. If you have a question or a comment, press 1 on the keypad. Otherwise, just call in and listen. We've been having sound issues in the chat room. That's why we're starting a little later. I do believe we have our guest on today, Hans 33 Bowles. Who considers a one-man band standing on the shoulders of giants that produce high-resolution Tibetan, also known as Himalayan or Nepalese singing bowl recordings for mindfulness, relaxation, meditation, yoga, massage, and holotropic states. As many of you know, too, these singing bowls, they do elicit the natural endorphins, so it really does bring people into alignment as well. It's quite a healing experience, and also Hans is a wealth of insight and information. He's calling in via Skype, so I'm hoping this is him here. Hello, Hans? Hello, 111?
It's me. How are you? It's not...
Oh, Goddess, hi.
Hi.
I don't know where Hans is. We'll have to see. It says Skype call. Oh my gosh. Goddess, have you see? Have you been with us through the whole incarnation up to now? Okay.
Yes, I have. It's all good, though. Everything is in divine order. So, you know, you've had a chance to talk more about what you're doing, and that's important, too, for us to be aware of the various things that you're doing in greater detail.
Oh, thank you. You know, you always, you're so calming. Your energy, and I will admit I was a bit, you know, frazzled because, you know, we've had so many issues with the Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, and I've had some people that have emailed in and saying, you know, it's hard to listen to the show. We love you. We love everybody. It's great content, but the sound and you dropping out. And so I've been like a good little girl. I've been trying to be just, okay, let's, you know, said to my producer, babe, get an email in there. Let's get this done. And then, of course, last week, Paulo, you were here. His phone went out, and now today was like everything. So
that's technology, though, and that's part of the vibration. Sometimes the connection is there. You have to deal with weather. You have to deal with overflow. You have to deal with incompetence. In technology, we're still learning how to make all this work. And Blog Talk has grown a lot.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of people online at the same time. So all those variables, and, you know, it's food for thought in terms of how you might want to proceed from henceforth, and I will leave that there.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie. And also Tamara saying, thank you, Queen. Yeah.
Oh, my pleasure. It's my pleasure to be in the energy of the sacred space of empowerment, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you, too, for that, those wise words as well. That is something, to remember, you know, for all of us, you know, that the expansion, and it's all that bandwidth, and they're trying to figure it out. And we've had expansion here. You know, it's, I look back on the numbers, you know, I don't want to say, it's sometimes 400, 500, 600 people in the chat, even though it says a certain number in the back end. Those are listening by computer, yeah. And that's not counting the phone lines and archives, you know. So, yeah, there's a lot of growth, and I guess it tips things, you know. That's, I guess, what growth does, right?
Yes, 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 and sometimes it can be as it is, you know, in this situation, and it's all good, though. I've been here since the silent moments, the silent
okay.
part of the silence, and those who are for you will stay with you, and that's just the way it is.
Thank you. Well, you're
welcome.
All co-creating this, so... I appreciate that. It's Tamara saying some of us have been here for years now. It's true. A lot of you. I mean, we're like a family. I feel the family. Got another family. I love it.
Yes, I'm one of them that have been with you for a long time.
Yeah, I know. We've known each other for. I recognize that, and I should trust my intuition on that, but since the caller said Sky, I thought, is that Queen over there? I'm going to just try anyway.
Well, I'm glad you did, and if your guest, you know, is not on the line, I am, so there you have
okay.
it.
There I have it, yeah. So, I don't know where the guest is.
Or maybe you should call them.
Let's see. All I have is Skype. The producer put just calling in via Skype, so that's...
Okay.
Yeah, so this is, it's live. Something
yes.
big must be happening because by the time I get, you know, I used to do some things on the network. And so if I get another call for that, I'll be like, whew, what the heck, what? What's going on here? I'm like, you know, fill up space, I can do that.
On the network?
Just be in that flow. I've done network TV, and I've done some radio work, and so I'm just joking and saying, you know, with all this, by the time I get back, I've got a couple projects in the works, I'll be like, oh, no problem, you know.
Come join us
at Awakenings.
You're in training for that. Do you have any of their music?
Yeah, let's see if I do. Ooh, Hans Bull has amazing. Let's see if we still have something there. I haven't played music in a while since I had somebody design. It's not showing. Would you like to hear a little music?
I'm open.
You're open? Okay. We do. Oh, what about Dispensation, though? Shekinah Rose. Okay. I'm going to check a couple other phone lines that are here, but a couple of them I recognize as I think Divine Mystic is on one, and I thought Hans was in the Newport area. Siren Dreams, if you can check, I'll check the email, see if he's there. We'll do a little bit behind the scenes. Oh, but also Bliss. Oh. Good, and let me figure this out. Divine Mystic is saying, okay. All right, here's a little
music.
A little
music.
Bit of Hans. There's a bit of Hans. All right. All right, that was a bit of Hans, 33 Bowls. And now I'm going to play a bit of Bliss by Yogini, one of my favorites. Thank you. All right, that was A Bit of Bliss by Yogini. Wonderful light worker friend. Oh, thank you, Queen, for that suggestion. I feel so good now. Welcome back if you're just tuning in to Awakenings Radio with our wonderful co-hosts, co-pilots in the sacred space of Empowerment Room and the sacred space of phone lines as well. Welcome to you all. If you do have questions or comments, email me, awakenings@selfandlight.com, awakeningsradio@gmail.com, or if you're surfing by or tuning in and you'd like to chat, why don't you give us a call right now? We have some, it's 11:11. Let's take a pause. You can call in at 347-539-5122 and press 1 on your keypad to be heard. Some people in the chat are saying it's a different kind of show, unique. Yeah, maybe I'll play music on the show. I have wonderful music. I usually play it when we have musicians, but maybe take a break, tune in. I know my energy really just shifted between Hans 33 Bowls. That was the one that we played at the beginning. And then Bliss by Yogini. You know, when I first heard Bliss by Yogini, we were on MySpace together. That's how we originally met. And I played it over and over and over and over. And I'd be doing things in my healing office and then later in my house, and I just played it over and over. And it's just so peaceful and relaxing and aligning. Great alignment there as well. Few remaining minutes here. I'll mention again about the Telesoul Path group, which is Saturday, February 23rd, and you can go to www.navigatetheshift1eventbrite.com, and that's the number one. We did have some questions that came in, some email questions that I can get to now, unless there's someone if you want to chat. By phone, 347-539-5122, 1 on the keypad. Press 1. So I'm taking it that people that are listening now by phone just want to listen. I had a question that, well, we kind of touched at the top. I want to go back to one of the email questions. Let's see. Oh, when you, okay, here it is. Okay, it's from a woman named Deborah. I feel like there's something that I'm supposed to finish or something that I'm supposed to do. I feel like something new is coming in for me, but it hasn't yet. I feel very stuck, but yet I have this feeling that something is about to happen or my life is about to change. What I can say in that case, Deborah and everybody else that's listening, is that a lot of times when that happens, you're picking up what's not yet in denser physical form. You're feeling it, what we call etherically, because things happen first from a vibrational complex of frequencies and move into the thought form. And then, of course, if we've been focusing on something, visualizing or wanting to manifest it, manifest something or draw something in, we'll begin to feel it, something is coming in, you know, something new is coming in. So you'll begin to get that information or the messages through the subtle energy of the resonant field. And so, and that can last a long time. That can last quite a long time. What I would say is if you are feeling stuck and you're feeling that something new is coming in, is to somehow alter your schedule. I would also say more meditation, more yoga. But see what you can do, and not just busy work, not like errands and to-do stuff, but things like that connect you with nature. Going for a bike ride, you know, going for a walk in nature, going for a drive, listening to amazing music. If you ask yourself, what have I not been doing that connects me more or anchors me more in with my inner being? What connects me more, anchors me more in with not only your true nature, but nature in general, okay? Because when we connect into nature, we're connecting more into the realm of spirit and not so much the realm of spirit in form. We're connecting more with the undiluted aspect of spirit, is a good way to put it. So Meditation, breath work will do that. Connecting it. You know, I also feel that, you know, going to new places, especially if you're feeling stuck, going to new places, exploring. Now, you can even do that in books, magazines, certain movies. But allow, because what that will start to do is it will create a little bit of space. Yesterday I was on the phone with one of my clients, and it was interesting. They were talking about how they had been trying this, trying that. They'd been doing a lot of different activities, but nothing was totally sticking or taking hold. And what I was sharing was that's because sometimes you really need to reinforce where you are. And part of reinforcement is gratitude or appreciation. Appreciate really where you're at or what you have, what's going. You know, for those of you that it's in a career or business sense, really honoring that and finding out how can I be more of service to where I am. Because when we shift and things start, you know, picking up, it's because also we're getting comfortable. I was saying that, laughing about this a little bit ago with Queen on the phone, saying, oh, now send me that network. I could handle it because I'm so comfortable. I'm comfortable with everyone. You know, we've been doing this a long time, and, you know, we have a rapport. And that rapport is very nurturing. It's very fulfilling. I feel nurtured and fulfilled by connecting with everybody through Awakenings. I feel this synergy. I look forward to, you know, our Wednesdays together. So when that happens, it's from that place that you can begin to extend out. A lot of times people try extending out just because they want something, more of something, or, you know, especially people that are working with prosperity concerns. You know, we hear people calling in all the time, oh, I'm not making enough money, or I need a job, or this or that. The only reason they're reaching out is to get something instead of give something. I mean, I remember starting this program, Awakenings, it was not to get anything, and it's still not. It's to give. But I do receive. I am, you know, make no, you know, it's not self-sacrifice. I receive a lot from the program as well. So, but if you're wanting to shift your energy, or you're wanting to draw in more of what you're feeling etherically, look for places to reach out, to connect. And that doesn't have to be on a monetary level. It just means that you need to create some space. Because if we're walking in the same circle in the same way, if we're doing the same routine, let's say it's 4x4x4, then that's the space. You need to extend out of the space into new space. And that creates a space for your manifestations to come in. It also opens you up more to receive, because it's hard to receive from a closed hand, right? So wiggle those fingers open. Open that fist up a little bit, okay? So, Deborah, keep us posted. Let us know how that is for you. Tamara in the chat, so much appreciation and gratitude for the now. Yes, and shifting to that new octave. Yeah, many times I find with people, it really is about reaching out. You really can't, you know, manifest or draw in what there isn't room for. Yes, the universe will, you know, very often make room. But, you know, in conscious creation, as we move more into conscious creation, which, by the way, we will be talking about in the in-person Soul Path group and Tele-Soul Path group, is focusing more on conscious creation. How do we then, now that you know, in fact, I had a client ask us a couple of weeks ago, they said, okay, now that I'm trusting, I'm not reacting, I'm going with the subtle energy, I go with the resonance, I'm not going to play, you know, situations, places where it's not a match, now what? And I said, well, now you look at what's been revealed to you, now what's opening. How can you consciously create from that? So that is that next step. Once you're in alignment, you're in resonance, you can consciously create. Now you're drawing in from a conscious, more conscious level, and you're consciously drawing in. And that's that co-creation, that's that assistance that we do when we're co-creating with those, that expanded aspect of us or the universe. We're doing our part. So that's a big part of what's going on, is that in conscious creation, there is this, you know, micro-macro dance that's going on. That's also what the Tao Te Ching is about, or the I Ching. is as above is so below, that law of correspondence. We will be, again, like I said, touching on that in the workshop on the universal laws, because that correspondence says that, in essence, that dance that we're doing is the dance of our macro aspect and our micro, our collective and the individual. And I think it was Tamara you put in the chat earlier about when we see that we move out of us and them, we see that, you know, we are them and they are us. You know, that is that higher octave of love. It's that, it's the magenta wave array, the frequency of light. It is the collective, and that's what we're all getting reused to again, to not only tap into that, but to really, really feel that and see that, make our decisions and our life from that place of, you know, separated out, but non-separation. Oof, Tamara, beautiful, put in the chat room. Tamara is saying, the resonant field, the collective, is where co-creation truly occurs. Yes. And that's why it's good to do our little astral plane cleanup, astral etheric plane, because that's, yeah, I so agree, that's where it truly, truly takes place. Let's see. Okay, there's another question. I have listened to the show from the archives most every day while my latest moving adventure. I am moving cross country. I really appreciate your work. I do hope to be able to phone in at some point. Let's see. How do you know that you are on the right track? I did pick up and move for a job. I am just wondering if this is clearly the right thing for me to do. And this is, I don't see the name here, but they're Mary from Milwaukee. Okay, another good question. Like I said before, confirmations. But again, like we're saying, I feel that when things open, but not from the ego place, a decision or the openings, if they're serving the higher perspective of you, if it's more inclusive, if you've got a family, it'll be good for all family members. It won't create isolation. It won't create exclusion. It'll be something that is good for everyone. And I find, you know, when I up and left years ago, I dropped everything and moved to England. It was one of the, I've lived in Europe a few times. You know, everything kind of cleared its way. And I went ahead. I always say the higher self isn't going to have you do something that's, you know, life-threatening or non-life-enhancing. I went ahead and looked at schools and, you know, had a place to stay. Everything was in an alignment. Now, the more aligned, your decisions will be aligned and in resonance, the more that you're in alignment or resonance. So if you're making a move or you're changing, but you're truly not in enough alignment, you will experience what you experienced where you were leaving. You know, so if you're leaving to solve a problem, that problem is going to go with you. You know, and I think, you know, Carl Jung, I call him also a philosopher, not just a psychologist, but stated that, you know, as well. You know, there's that saying, you know, wherever you go, there you are. Your mind goes with you. So remember, I mean, we can't uncreate or change or solve the problem from the same state of mind that the problem were made. We have to expand consciousness. And then what really happens is we out-create or we grow out of the problem. It ceases to be. So many times people are trying to solve a problem by moving or changing locations, changing jobs, changing relationships, changing something, changing on the outside, you know, changing one's clothes. That can all help, but if the inner alignment isn't there, it just gets recreated until there's been that growth or that consciousness. So it's not always things lining up for us. Sometimes people say, oh, everything lined up for me, so that means I was meant to move, or I was meant to change jobs, or you know, I met this person and they totally understand me. That's the romance. That's the beginning of anything is like that. And also remember, you can create from an ego level because everything is of God. Everything is creation. We are co-creators. It's just, are you going to create from the lower harmonic or lower octave or the higher, the more expanded, which will include what's healthy or right for the ego. It will include your personality preferences, but it will include that which you can't yet see, that hasn't taken shape or form yet, that's coming into shape or form. And that's why it's so important to connect in through the higher self, expanded aspect of self. And eventually that becomes seamless, one in the same. The personality and the soul self or the higher self becomes one and the same. But we're not there yet, not even the most expanded or embodied. Because, as Tamara had even put in the chat, we create collectively. So until that collective consciousness is there, we will have a little bit of the misalignment. Also, that misalignment allows us to have things in physical form. Otherwise, when things are completely one or completely in alignment, you poof into the all that is. It ceases to exist. So we always have something a little off. You know, there's always cracks in the vase to bring in the light. But those cracks allow the form to be perpetuated until it's no longer needed, you know, till it's done, till it's over. Divine Mystic in the chat is putting, so many people are running fast and hard from themselves right now, but it just won't stop. So we might as well walk through the lessons in front of us. It is the way out. Yes, the way through is the way out. It's the path, you know. And the other thing is, you know, this year especially, there is a lot about, you know, the emphasis is that harmony through conflict. It is coming into resolution, coming into not only intellectually, but on a feeling level, an emotional level, really embodying it, that this no longer serves me. And, you know, when we really feel something, there's no judgment about it. You know, when we really feel it, we just know it and we respond. We don't even have to think about it, you know. If I'm really thirsty, what am I going to go for? What am I going to grab? You know, am I going to grab water or am I going to grab hot chocolate? There's no question. Which one, you're really thirsty, which one do you go for? You go for that water. If I have a taste for something sweet and that hot chocolate is there, I go for the hot chocolate, you know. But you guys know what I'm saying. So you can use your own example. So we're moving into that space, and that's what the new paradigm is all about, that we're co-creating. It is a complete new way of being and relating. However, remember that the key is within inside you, because it's ways that many of us have touched upon. It's ways that many of us have an ancient memory that is being awakened, right? So the only way we become awake is if we have some of that state within us. It has to be there. So to be asleep, you had to have been awake. To have been awake, you need to have been asleep. So remember that the state of being that you're connecting with, the state of being that you want to be, what you want to experience, is already within you. It's about allowing it to emerge. Well, we're winding down for another Awakenings program on Wednesday. I just really want to give a big heartfelt thanks and hug and appreciation for everyone on the phone lines that stayed on listening, everyone in the Sacred Space of Empowerment, the chat room, that really anchored the light. I actually had fun once I went with it. I actually had a lot of fun. And it was just a different way of doing the program, and it was just great to chat with everyone a little bit more and hear some voices on the phone, and it just has been wonderful. So I thank you again for another wonderful time of connecting with all of you, and as always, continue to share your insight, shine your light, and of course, until next week, continue to keep awake. Thank you.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.